This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My brothers and sisters, we need to remember Allah in all situations. Many times when we have a need, we cry to Allah. But when Allah told us to do certain things before our need, we were not even bothered. Allah tells us to pray. Sometimes we don't do that. Allah tells us to worship Him alone. Sometimes we don't do that. Allah tells us to dress modestly in a certain way that is pleasing to Him. Sometimes we don't do that. Allah tells us not to do certain things. Sometimes we do those things. Then when we want Allah to do something for us, we expect Him to do it for us. Guess what? He still does it, and He still, out of His mercy, He gives us things we do not deserve. So many times Allah Almighty has reminded us that He's given us things that we haven't even asked for, because He gave it to us without us asking Him. We have our faculties of hearing and seeing, the organs of our bodies, and so much more. Have you thought of how many thousands or countless blessings and favors of Allah upon you and I that we have, that we've never asked for? I can see, alhamdulillah, and so can you. At the same time, did you ever ask Allah, "Oh Allah, grant me the ability to continue to see in a way that I don't need to adjust my eyes"? Subhanallah. "Oh Allah, protect me from blindness." So if you look at the supplications of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, they included gratitude and thanks for things that he already has, more than asking for things that he wants, although that was there. But more than that, there was always gratitude, and there was always thanks for the things that he didn't even ask for. So he used to say, "Oh Allah, I thank you for giving me this and giving me that, and I thank you for this and that. So I thank you for making me a Muslim, making me a person who worships you alone. I thank you for giving me the ability to get up and do this and do that." And he always said, "Oh Allah, I seek your protection from the, you know, from your gifts being taken away from me." So many things. So my brothers and sisters, supplication and calling out to Allah in terms of dua as well as dhikr. Now, dhikr is the remembrance of Allah. Allah says, "Fadhkuruni adhkurkum." Remember me, I will remember you. That does not mean Allah will not provide for you if you don't remember Him. He has provided for everyone. In fact, He's provided for the disbelievers as well. And He says it in the Quran, that "I have provided for the disbelievers up to a certain time." And that's Allah. He's provided for the sinful as well. And Allah has tested everyone. So in one narration, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, says, "Ta'arraf ilallahi fir rakha'i ya'rifka fi shiddah." Get acquainted with Allah during your days of ease, and Allah will be acquainted with you during your days of hardship. You come close to Allah during your time of ease, and Allah will come close to you during your time of hardship. That's an amazing narration, because what it does is it makes us ponder over the fact that although we're not in desperate need of anything right now in terms of hardship and difficulty alleviation, but if we get close to Allah, the day Allah tests us, He will cushion it for us, and He will help us sail through those days in a way that will make it easy for all of us. That's the blessing of Allah. So my brothers and sisters, learn to remember Allah. How do you remember Allah? Number one, be conscious of Him. Remember, He's your maker, and you're answerable to Him. You are answerable to Allah. Whatever you do, you owe a response to Allah. He will question you. You're going to talk to Him without a translator. You're going to talk to Him, you and Him, directly. You have to explain to Him. He will ask, even though He knows the answer, He gives you an opportunity to talk, to confess, to say things, and so on. So Allah is going to ask you about everything. In the Quran, He says, ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَ إِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. Then definitely, indeed, you will all be asked about the favors that I have bestowed upon you. Everything. I'm going to ask you, every single one of you, the details. So we are answerable to Allah. So if you want to have a beautiful relationship with Allah and engage in something known as the remembrance of Allah, you need to be conscious of Him. Be conscious of the fact that you're going to return to Him. He made you in the first place. He has you here right now. He's watching. He allows you to make certain choices within what He has permitted and within what He has allowed. And He will ask you how you use this choice, and you're going to go back to Him, and you're expecting a beautiful reward and forgiveness through His mercy. So be conscious. That's remembrance of Allah. That's how it starts. That's how it should be, where you're conscious of who is Allah. So if you don't know who is Allah, you won't be able to cross that to the next stage. What is the next stage? Then you declare the praise of Allah. Declaring the praise of Allah is by worshipping Him the way He wants to be worshipped. He told you, I need 5 daily prayers. You make an effort to achieve that. That's remembrance of Allah. He told you, I want you to give charities in a certain way. You make an effort and fulfill that. He tells you, I want you to abstain from food and drink in Ramadan. You make an effort and you make sure you get that done. Everything that He has asked you to do and everything He has prohibited, you take it seriously. That is the remembrance of Allah. Ultimately, remembrance of Allah is when you're conscious of Allah and you do what He says and you abstain from His prohibitions, you have remembered Him. After that, how does it go? Well, I need to, with my tongue, I need to declare and say certain words that are of praise of my Maker, showing gratitude, showing so much of the goodness He has bestowed upon us, how great and grand He is, the fact that He is the Lord, how insignificant I am, how minute and small and totally dependent on Him I am. That is part of the remembrance of Allah. So when I say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, those are words of declaration of praise of Allah. They are part of dhikr. It means glory be to Allah. All praise is due to Allah. There is none worthy of worship besides Allah. And Allah is the greatest. And there is no might and no deity, no strength. There is no might, no power except that of Allah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Al-Ali, Al-Azim, the highest, the greatest. So Allah is the greatest, He is the highest. There is no might, no power except that of Allah. I glorify Him. I declare His grandeur. I praise Him. All praise belongs to Him. All that is part of the remembrance of Allah, dhikr. So after every farad prayer, we are taught to spend a few moments. It's voluntary. Praise Allah. What should you do? Well, I just finished my compulsory units of prayer 5 times a day. And immediately I say, Astaghfirullah. I seek your forgiveness, O Allah. I repeat that thrice. And then I say a few declarations of praise of Allah again. And I say, La ilaha illallah wahdahu, la sharika lahu, lahu al-mulku wa lahu al-hamdu, yuhyi wa yumitu, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Powerful meanings. There is none worthy of worship besides Allah. La sharika lahu, He has known Him alone. There is no partner, He has no partner. To Him belongs all kingdom, to Him belongs all praise. He is the giver of life, He is the taker away of life. He takes life away, He causes death, and He gives life. And He is all able, He is able to do everything. Allah is indeed all able. These are words of declaration of the praise of Allah. Then when you say Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, Allahu Akbar 33 times, and you end by saying what the statement that I just said now, la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu, till the end, Allah Almighty rewards you in such a great way that your entry into paradise is made easy. The mercy of Allah descends upon you, and Allah loves it so much. He forgives so many sins of yours. He elevates your status. He grants you goodness. And there are so many such words of declaration of praise of Allah that we need to become conscious of. In the month of Ramadan, good deeds are multiplied in reward. Now, if another narration says two words that are very light on the tongue, very heavy on the scale, very loved by the most merciful, they are subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim. Again, declaring the praise of Allah Almighty and His greatness and grandeur. So, Allah is the greatest indeed. When we declare these words and say them, Allah loves them so much. In Ramadan, it is even more loved. Now, one of the interesting points that we should never forget, the tongue is an organ, the voice is an organ. Sorry, the voice is part of your system as a human being, a gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It comes from the voice box and the larynx and so on. If you're not going to occupy these in something good, they will automatically be occupied in something either futile or bad. So keep it moist. Keep your tongue moist in the remembrance of Allah and say good things, and you will see how you've utilized your faculties praising Allah. You'll never regret. Your entire body will bear witness for you. Your tongue will bear witness for you on the Day of Judgment. And everything else will bear witness for you to say, this person actually did these things. Imagine. Surely we use this month of Ramadan to declare the greatness of Allah. Please learn different types of dhikr, how to fulfill them and what to say and when to say them, morning and evening. There are so many of these adhkar that we need to learn and put into practice for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we will indeed achieve His mercy by His will. أقول قولي هذا والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر.